Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIU. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in what God is doing. Let's rejoice this morning. And I love that word, rejoice. Rejoice, I say. There's a scripture said, rejoice, I say. Rejoice in God. You know, there are a lot of things we can rejoice about. Some people say, oh, well, I don't know what to rejoice about. Oh, yeah, you have life this morning. Rejoice about that. You wake up this morning. Rejoice about that. You have some food on your table. Rejoice about that. Your children are in good health. Rejoice about that. You are in good health. Rejoice about that. Your wife is in good health. Rejoice about that. Oh, I can go on and on and on and on. You have a car to drive. Rejoice about that. You have a house that you can sleep in. Rejoice about that. So there's a lot of things when we wake up in the morning we can rejoice about. We can give God thanks. We can give God praise. We can just glorify his matchless name. So let us rejoice this morning. And this Thursday, let us rejoice because God is doing awesome, great things.
That scripture is in Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. So that's a good scripture to put on a little sticky note today. Put it on your dashboard. Put it on your monitor if you're working on a computer. Put it in your workstation. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. And then Paul goes on to give the recipe for peace that surpasses all understanding. So we have to have a heart of rejoicing. We have to be looking for the goodness of God in the land of the living, not just the someday when I get to heaven, but right now in the land of the living, the goodness of God.
So we have to experience it. We have to experience God's goodness and talk about that. We have to talk about where he brought us from. There comes a time when we must appreciate where God feed us in the famine. There comes a time when we must appreciate where God kept us in the difficult times. But you and I must also recognize when it's time to leave that place and go on to where God wants us to be. So don't stay there. We recognize that God was good for us here. Recognize that this season of my life, God sustained me. But now there's another season open up for me. It's time for me to leave this season of life to the next one. And the next one is where he restoring all those years. So let's move as the Spirit moves. Let's go with God as the Spirit lead us on this Thursday.
And in all things, give thanks.
Yes. Yes, always.
Mm-hmm. Always.
Always remember, it is God and it is not us. Mm-hmm. It is his power that is what, Emily, working through us. So we must recognize that and give what?
Thanks.
Yes.
There was a prophet in the Bible by the name of Elijah, and he was moved from place of provision to the next place of provision. And in order to get into the next place of provision, we have to be willing to leave the last place of provision.
Yes.
When the brook dried up and the raven stopped delivering his meal, he could have stayed or he could follow the direction of God to go to the next place, to go to the city to see the widow. So we have to make those decisions. And in Psalm chapter 23, which we often quote, where we say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leads me into green pastures. And when we think about that example of animals, they eat up the pasture where they are. And if they want their next meal, they have to be willing to move forward into the next pasture. I know my daughter, she was involved with horses while she was growing up, and any barns that we would go to so she could ride, they had different pastures. They had them zoned off. And if one got ate up, they would move the horses into another pasture and allow that pasture to replenish. So sometimes we're looking in our situation and we feel like God left us. We feel like we don't have what we need, but he is drawing us into greener pastures. He is drawing us to be able to go forward. The Bible tells us when the children of Israel, when they were moving on their course, when they were in the wilderness, God gave them this provision called manna. But as soon as they came in to the land of Canaan and they ate off of that fruit, the manna ceased because they were for their next stage now of provision. So if they would have tried to stay back and not enter into their promised land, they would have starved. And often that's us. God is calling us to another stage. He's calling us further. He wants to elevate us, and we're refusing to move. So we're looking around, and everything's dried up, and we're standing in a pile of dirt and wondering where the provision is. But he's calling us into the next stage of the journey. He's calling us into the fruitful place. He's calling us into a place of perpetual increase. But we have to be willing to follow.
Yes, because we need to understand the timing. God said, because Ecclesiastes chapter 3 says, there is a season, there's a time, there's a season, there's a purpose for everything that is under the sun. So we have to understand God's time and move along that time zone of God. Get into what God, I always say, Emily and Diana this morning, find out what God is doing and then do it. That's it.
You're in the vein of success then.
That's right. Well, my thing and your thing is to find out what God is doing. How can you fail if you find out what God is doing and you start to do it? Mm-hmm. Success is sure. So spend our time, in our quiet time, in our devotion to find out what God is doing. That's why, before you guys come on here, speak here, but before I forget my thought, this is what Saul says in Damascus Road. Lord, what will you have me to do? I want to do what you're doing. Because what I am doing, not giving me nothing. It bring me to this trouble. So now let me change and do what you're doing. Yes.
And he had been doing a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
He was doing what he thought was right. Doing what he thought was good. He had the religious training. He had the accolades. He was trained up by the best, mentored by the best. He followed all the customs and all the rituals. He was doing all of these good things, but they weren't moving him forward. And a lot of times we find ourselves in that situation where we're doing a lot of good, but there's no forward momentum because we're not doing what's right.
Right.
Doing what's right will move you forward. Doing what's good will have you exerting all of your energy doing what is good. And it'll go circling back, circling around, and circling back. So we have to make sure that we are setting aside, consecrating, prioritizing time to be able to practice our gifts, to be able to hear from God, to make strategic moves, to move forward. Because we could be doing a whole lot and a whole lot of good. And a lot of people are telling us how good that we're doing. But if we're not doing what's right, we're not going to move forward. Sometimes we have to leave what is good and allow somebody else to do that, which is good, so that we can do what is right and we can move forward in the course, in the path that God has for us. And then we move forward. And we have to be careful that we're not staying in the convenient place when God has called us into the covenant place. In Genesis chapter 42, verse 1, Jacob tells his sons, "Why do you look at one another?" They were in a big problem, and Jacob knew where the solution was, and he had the provision to give them to go to be able to solve the problem that they had at the moment. So he said, what y'all doing looking at each other? It's time for action. It is time. God has already given us what we need, a willing mind and what's already in our hand to be able to go forth and complete the things that he has set for us to do in this time and in this season.
All I got to do is to see it. If I can see it, then I can do it. So think about this, y'all. We walk by faith and not by sight. So my physical eye sometime stopped me from seeing from the spiritual eye. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. So the spiritual eye see things that the physical eye cannot see. So I need to see from the spirit realm. Mm-hmm. So my spirit man must be in tune with God. Mm-hmm. That's it. Mm-hmm. Because why? God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him how? In spirit. So my spirit must be in tune with God in order for me to see what God is doing. And I hope someone get it this morning. As we talk about the finding out what God is doing and then do it, this is exactly what we're talking about. When your spirit man is in tune with God, you will hear, you will see, you will understand what he is saying and what he is doing, and then you will be able to follow.
Some of Pastor Beckford's foundational teachings are you got to see it before you see it. You have to see it before you see it. So you have to see it by the spirit. You have to see by the vision before you see it physically, tangibly manifest here in the earth. And he also tells us that the things that we tolerate will never change.
Yes.
And another good one, change isn't change until you change.
You can't talk change. Change is not change until you change.
Which means you have to do something different. God said he will restore unto us the years that have been consumed, the years that have been eaten up. Yeah. He will restore those to us. So what are we going to do with them now?
Go on.
He's restoring for a purpose. He's bringing forth the restoration for a purpose for us to be able to continue to go forward. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, starting in verse 10. And we've been here before in this passage of text, but it goes right where we're at today. God restoring the years. Paul says, and in this I give advice. It is to your advantage not only to be doing what you began and were desiring to do a year ago, but now you also must complete the doing of it, that as there was a readiness to desire it, so there also may be a completion out of what you have. Too often we're waiting for something else, but God has already given us a willing mind and
thank
resource.
Thank you for joining us Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make a
day
count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially?
At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.